Welcome to the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Today is Saturday, and it's the 4th of July, so happy Independence Day to everyone. As always, I'm previewing the weekend fab targets for not only the NFBC, but other weekly free agency leagues, because we're always looking for saves off the waiver wire. But we'll start with some scheduling news first. I leave on Monday for my annual family vacation, so this is the last Bullpen Report podcast for a couple of weeks. I should be able to return with a normal Tuesday episode on July 21st, though that could end up being pushed back a day. We'll see. Now, as I've talked about on the show before, one of the drawbacks of doing a free agency preview on Saturday mornings is that sometimes the recommendations I make or the targets I call out, they change after the weekend's games. And this week, there are three team situations where the weekend results could have a big impact on who we're bidding for or how high those bids will go. So I'm spending the most time today on those teams. It's the Orioles, the White Sox, and the Tigers. Now, first is Baltimore. Closer Ryan Helsley is back on the IL with renewed elbow issues. Right now, all we know is that he's had an MRI and is considering his options. At this point, I'd strongly consider dropping Helsley this weekend, even without any more definitive news than that. A second elbow injury in the season it's just likely to have a bad outcome. Now, earlier this year, Helsley was mostly replaced by Rico Garcia, and I've seen a few fantasy sites already touting Garcia as the replacement target in Baltimore, and I disagree with that. Anthony Nunez got a few save chances as well, but Garcia was lights out dominant for most of the first half and accumulated four saves while Helsley was out. But this time is different. Since the start of June, Rico Garcia has a 5.84 ERA. He's allowed four home runs. The ERA estimators all agree that he's pitched poorly now for over a month. And last night, Garcia threw the sixth and seventh innings with the Orioles ahead by three runs. He was not held back for the ninth inning. Now, in the 2 weeks ahead of Ryan Helsley's return in mid-June, Craig Albernaz had already moved away from Rico Garcia as his primary ninth inning option. And it was Andrew Kittredge saving a game on June 11th. And then on the next day, the Orioles won by four, but it was Kittredge closing out that game again. He had another chance on June 20th. Kittredge could not finish that one. Yennier Cano got the final two outs for a save that day. Kittredge took a blown save on the 24th, coming into a bases-loaded situation in the eighth inning. He allowed the tying run on a base hit. But by that time, Helsley was back, and Kittredge wasn't going to get the ninth anyway. Helsley took a loss in the next inning. But since that June 11th save, Andrew Kittredge has a 1.42 ERA. He's thrown scoreless outings in 7 out of 8. He's been good. He wasn't used in last night's game at all, despite not pitching the previous day, but it would have been his third game in 4 days. So perhaps the O's were just avoiding, pushing the 36-year-old too hard. The save chance last night went to Tyler Wells. Wells has been fantastic since the calendar flipped to June. ERA is under one. He has a 17-2 K to walk ratio in 13 innings. But Wells is also, he's not used as a one inning reliever. 4 of Wells' last 7 appearances have been 4 or more outs. He is a versatile, multi-inning part of that bullpen. That's why I think last night's save from Tyler Wells may have been, just fortunate circumstances more than a purposeful transition. Yennier Cano is in that late inning mix there in Baltimore as well. I just don't see him as a true threat for a primary ninth inning role. So right now I see Andrew Kittredge and Tyler Wells as the favorites there. And I would prefer Kittredge. He is and has been a one inning, late inning, high leverage reliever for a long time. He's pitching well right now. And he was recently the preferred ninth inning choice for that team. So in my ideal Fab scenario, the Orioles don't generate a weekend save at all. People bid up Tyler Wells because of yesterday's save, and I scoop up some cheaper shares of Andrew Kittredge. I mean, of course, it may not work out, but I just think you get better odds or a lower price on Kittredge that way. Now, of course, if Tyler Wells gets another weekend save, then he's the target. But his price, of course, will be higher, and the chances of profiting from that move will decrease. All right, our next bullpen is the Chicago White Sox. So on Tuesday, I made the case that Seranthony Domínguez wasn't dead in the water quite yet. He had already survived a similar situation earlier in the season where he'd allowed some runs in consecutive games, blown a save, and was eventually returned to the ninth inning. But he hurt his cause again last night by walking a couple batters and getting pulled after one out while he was pitching in the seventh inning with a lead. So if Domínguez had the chance to reclaim the closer job, which is not even 100% sure that he had lost it in the first place, but if he has a chance to reclaim it, that timeline just got pushed back even further. So the obvious choice to close games for the White Sox, Grant Taylor. But Taylor got the save chance on Thursday. He was allowed to finish the last two innings, and he lost that game on a walk-off homer in the ninth. Despite that, I think we still need to consider Grant Taylor as the favorite moving forward. He is clearly the best pitcher in that bullpen, and he should be on our radar for saves. So this weekend will be very important. If Grant Taylor gets a save, his price in the 14% of NFBC OC leagues in which he's available, that price goes up considerably. But if it's Brian Hudson or Sean Newcomb or someone else gets a save, Taylor shares can be acquired cheaper. I don't think Grant Taylor would become the full-time closer. The Sox have been resistant to this all year. But he accumulates enough volume with the strikeouts and good ratios that Grant Taylor's plenty valuable, even if he's only getting a handful of saves in a month. Our last bullpen with an unclear situation is in Detroit. When Kenley Jansen was placed on the IL earlier this year, Kyle Finnegan was in a great position to take over save chances, and Finnegan got the first save chance, but he blew it. And after that blown save on May 29th, Finnegan didn't touch the ninth inning again until a tie game on June 21st. It was actually Will Vest who took over the closer role for the remainder of Kenley Jansen's IL stint. Now, Jansen has been back for several weeks now. He saved consecutive games on June 19, June 20, but he's pitched just three times in the 2 weeks since. In the first of those games, he allowed a run in the ninth while already losing 1-0. In the second game, Jansen allowed four runs in the 10th inning. The game was tied, so he took the loss. 2 nights ago, he entered in the seventh inning with the Tigers losing. Walked a batter, got one out, was done after 9 pitches. He was probably just getting some work in, but at this point, it's fair to ask if Kenley Jansen is assured of save chances moving forward. And Will Vest is now on the IL with elbow inflammation. So if there's a target in the Tigers bullpen, could it be Kyle Finnegan again? The weekend results could have a big impact on our weekend bidding. If Kenley Jansen gets a save, his owners breathe a sigh of relief, and we don't need to think about the Tigers at all. But if it's Finnegan, I wouldn't be excited to bid on him. You know, if we look past the lucky 2.23 ERA, he's actually having kind of a terrible season. So without Will Vest in the picture, I think this bullpen, it's Kenley Jansen or bust. Now, to finish up today, I'll highlight some closers and relievers who are available in at least 5% of NFBC OC leagues. Because then on other platforms or in shallower leagues, you know, these guys may be sitting on the wire, you know, more widely as well. So the best option this week, it's Kirby Yates on the Angels. He's widely available, 46% of NFBC OCs. And I said this last week, the only thing holding back Kirby Yates right now are the save opportunities. It's not his skills. It's not his results. He's the guy for the Angels right now, and he should be on more of our teams. My Gregory Soto on the Pirates is 94% rostered, and he's definitely struggled lately. But who else do the Pirates have? They're not turning back to Dennis Santana. I don't see them giving the job to Mason Montgomery, as fun as that would be to see him get the chance. So Soto should get the majority of save chances in July, so that if the Pirates sell at the deadline, they'd be selling a closer and not just a late inning reliever. Yoenndris Gomez of the Twins, he's at 92% rostered, but he's the Twins closer. He should be near 100% owned while he has the majority of that Twins job. And yeah, maybe he doesn't hold it long. He's not a great pitcher, but he's pitching well now and getting saves now. So we should take advantage while we can. Next up, we have Caleb Killian sitting at 87% rostered. Killian is a better pitcher than Yoenndris Gomez. He's not an elite reliever, but he is the Giants closer, and he's getting their saves right now. So he needs to be on rosters like Gomez does. And Clayton Beter in Washington is at 83% rostered. He's a below average reliever. He's not in a great situation for saves. You know, Beter would be, I mean, he already has been very frustrating to roster. He won't be used exclusively for ninth inning work, but he is the best bet the Nationals have right now. So Clayton Beter can be in our bid queues after preferred targets. So that's all I've got for you this week. But that means it's time again for the Red Fox Roto Kid, Henry, to share our best waiver wire options of the week. So this is his segment. It's Henry's Heroes. So welcome, Henry. Who are we looking at this week?
You can look at Kirby Yates, Grant Taylor, Andrew Kittredge, and Caleb Killian. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Woohoo! But it's probably another good week, so to save your money and only spend for small for saves.
All right. Well, thank you, Henry. That does sound about right for this week. Another week where we probably don't want to spend a lot.
And happy Independence Day.
Yes. Happy 4th of July to everyone. All right, well, thanks to everyone for listening today to the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Remember, I'm back on the 21st after my vacation, so until then, Henry, you want to finish us up?
Yeah, sure, I'm coming. Let's close it out.
Yes.